fight today. Well, it changes. On that government camp, we wasn't mean.
But we can't within our mouth, the deal was in our eye. Says I'm coming from the south, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. For I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
Oh, can we sing another one, Pop?
Oh, I can't sing no more. My throat's dry.
No.
You know where we are, Al?
No. Nearly daylight. Probably figure it out then.
I saw a sign a while back. Think we're south of Fresno somewhere.
Al, shut off the engine.
Now what you want?
Ma, look! Cotton pickers wanted.
Cotton? Oh, I'd like to get my hands on some cotton. There's work, I understand.
I've been trying to figure out how I'm going to stay with you and not make no trouble. When my face gets well, maybe it'd be all right, but not now. How about if you get work here?
I picked 400 pounds once. Of course, it was a big, heavy crop. Now, if we all pick, we could get some money.
What about you?
Well, you see that creek there? All full of brush? I could hide in that brush and keep out of sight. And at night, you could bring me out something to eat. I seen a culvert a little ways back. I could maybe sleep in there.
Well, you think there's enough brush to hide in, Tom?
Sure. I've been watching. I could fix up a little place, hide away. As soon as my face gets well, why, I'd come out.
You're going to scar pretty bad.
Hell, everybody got scars. I'll take me a blanket. You look out for that culvert, and you can bring me some bread or potatoes or mush, and you just leave it there. I'll get it.
Seems like good sense to me.
It is good sense.
Well, all right. But don't you take no chance. Don't let nobody see you for a while.
I got you a blanket, Tom.
Thanks.
You take care.
Sure. Sure I will. Better go before anyone can see me.
Oh, dear Jesus. I hope he's all right.
Yeah?
We seen your sign, mister. You need some cotton pickers?
That's right. You done it before?
Sure. Bet I could pick cotton if I was blind. Pick clean as a whistle.
80 cents a hundred first time over the field, 90 cents second time over. You got bags?
Well, no, we ain't.
Cost you a dollar the bag. If you ain't got the buck, we'll take it out of your first 150.
That's fair.
Know where we can stay, mister?
See them box cars over there? Ones ain't got no wheels. That's where most of the pickers live. Usually fit two families in them, one on each end. Seen some folks move out of that red one last night, so you can try there.
You're saying we're supposed to live in a boxcar?
Thanks, mister.
Start picking at 7. And get your bags from the foreman.
Excuse me. Heard you got some room in this here boxcar.
Well, that's right. And you're welcome to it.
We sure thank you. We're the Joes.
We're the Wainwrights. Proud to meet you. This here is my daughter, Aggie. My boys are out of working on the car. Well, don't just stand there gaping. Come on in. It ain't much, but it's nice and dry. There's a stream just behind to get water. And there's a stove somebody before you made from an oil can. And if you've got anything to hang across the middle there, you can get some privacy.
We got a tarpaulin.
Do it fine. You just got here?
That's right. Been driving all night. You must be hungry. Now, we already had breakfast, but I'll get you something to eat. We got plenty.
What? Thank you.
There's a store down at the crossroads. Once you get settled, you can get pretty much anything you need there. Aggie, honey, go and get us some water so I can make coffee for these folks.
I'll come and help you.
And open that door all the way when you go out so we can get a little light in here.
Sun's coming up nice and red. Gonna be a good picking day.
Looky, all that cotton. 80 cents a hundred. by God, we'll have them side me too.